This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's annual rate of inflation has fallen to 3.6%, indicating the Reserve Bank will probably not cut official interest rates this year. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has released its first quarterly consumer price index update for 2024 today. The quarterly index for the 3 months to March has increased to 1% from 0.6% in December, but the annual rate at 4.1% in December has not sunk as low as the 3.5% many economists expected. The federal government and opposition say more needs to be done to address violence against women in Australia. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has launched a review into domestic violence and bail laws after a 28-year-old woman from Forbes became the 25th woman to die from domestic violence in 2024. Police have charged 29-year-old Daniel Billings with her alleged murder. He was on bail at the time following multiple charges for the alleged raping, stalking and intimidating of Molly Ticehurst. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill has told Channel 7 behavioural change needs to occur for the situation to change.
Laws and money is not all that needs to change here. One thing that I'm starting to see a little bit more of is that conversation starting amongst men. You know, this is not a women's issue that we can fix by fixing women. It's men and their behaviour that has to change here, and we need men to be stepping up, having those conversations with their friends about this matter and trying to talk about how we can change society for the better, because we just can't go on like this.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is set to finish his trip along the Kokoda Track in Papua New Guinea today. Mr Albanese, alongside PNG Prime Minister James Marape, will complete a 15-kilometre section of the trail where Australian troops fell during World War II. He's the first sitting Prime Minister to walk along the track ahead of a dawn service in Port Moresby on Anzac Day on Thursday. The French construction worker who fended off the attacker behind the Westfield Bondi stabbing says the past week and a half have been a blur and has taken time to process everything that happened. CCTV footage shows Damien Giroux confronting Joel Calci on an escalator using a bollard in the shopping centre. The act has been dubbed Bollard Man and now granted permanent residency. He told SBS French it is hard to pinpoint what made him fend off the attacker when others were running away.
I was looking for the right opportunity to throw the bollard at him, but it was difficult with a moving escalator. At the same time, I was really staring at him in the eyes to show him we intended to stop him, that we too were determined in order to get him to walk back by scaring him with that bollard. When I looked at him, he appeared to be in his own bubble, like if he were in a video game. He wasn't really walking or running. It was really strange, like if he were on a mission.
Indigenous Australian spears held in Trinity College, Cambridge since 1771 have finally been returned to their traditional owners in a ceremony in Cambridge. Nolene Timbury from the La Perouse Local Aboriginal Land Council says the spears are survivors from a moment in time. She says they are part of the shared history of Australia.
We're really happy that they're finally coming home. They were created, they were made before European arrival. So our ancestors made these before they had any sense that anything was coming. They're tools. They were made for a purpose. They weren't made to be sitting in a museum.
In the Premier League, Arsenal have crushed Chelsea 5-0 to return to the top of the table. Kai Havertz scored twice against his former team on Tuesday night, and Ben White also scored two goals. Coach Mikel Arteta told Optus Sport the score could have been very different. And that's SBS News in Easy English.